Just breathe. It's one of the lessons taught while I learned to come to grips with my paraplegia. Panic attacks do me no favors. Despite my decent shape and the exercise I do get, there are inherent dangers in being paralyzed, and I work extra hard to avoid the pitfalls of paraplegia. Kate, what if they don't remember who I am? I look to her for help. Kate Petronelli could have modeled for a living if she wanted to. Hell, with her powers, she could do anything. And she chose to fight crime. She's finally ditched her disguise and now wears her straight black hair just past her shoulders. Her green eyes stare at me behind the very fashionable glasses I had custom made for her. They let her talk to Epic whenever she needs to. The rest of her outfit is as tasteful and well put together as I could expect. Stylish white blouse, a cardigan throw, and a flowing skirt that dropped down to her ankles, and a pair of 4-inch heels I would love to wear. I had a dark blue turtleneck and jeans, though. With the temperature outside below 40 degrees, I opted for a thick wool blanket over my legs. The only thing out of the ordinary is my very bulky, high-tech-looking wheelchair. Of course, it isn't a wheelchair. It's my Mark III armor. I didn't want to spend a lot of time redesigning the wheel. It ended up being more of a Mark 2.5, but with enough changes, I decided to go with the 3 designator. Amelia, this isn't about them miraculously fully recovering. It's a process, one you are holding back because you don't want to see them. She holds up her hand to forestall my complaint. Believe me, I understand how painful it is, but you are holding it back. They need to see you. They need to try and reforge those neural pathways. I nod. I hate it when she's right. Can you push? I don't think I can keep my hands from shaking. With a grin, she steps behind me. Despite its appearance, the suit is actually quite light. Even if it wasn't, Kate would put an Olympic weightlifter to shame. Have you decided where you want to go for your birthday? Where I come from, 21 is a big deal. I shake my head. I don't celebrate birthdays. The only one I remember is my 6th, the one we had just before we left for California. I don't need a yearly reminder of what I've lost. I have it daily. That's too bad, because we are celebrating. I don't respond. I don't want to force the issue right now. I'll just weasel out of it when the time comes. I hear her giggle and realize she can probably feel exactly what I'm thinking. We move in silence as she pushes me through the first floor. Like most hospitals, and I have visited my fair share, the smell of antiseptic is heavy in the air. Doctors and nurses scurry about here and there. She pushes me over to the elevator banks, and we wait as the light blinks at us. Any word from Carlos? She asks. I shake my head. Only that he received an offer to learn guitar from some famous person in Spain. His family said he packed up and left overnight about 3 days after the incident. Nothing since. I've emailed him a couple of times, but no joy. He's 20, in Spain, and he plays guitar. Use your imagination as to why he could be... occupied. Why, Catherine Petronelli, are you jealous? I turn to see her face. And sure enough, there was a hint of red on her cheeks. Not jealous, per se, just I get overly used to being the most popular girl in the room. It can be disconcerting when I'm ignored. She waves her hand in the air dismissively. Oh, I know I should be thankful, but part of me... Well, part of me likes the attention, she said with a sigh. The bad part of me... Well, I'm sure he's having a good time and thinking about you every minute. You or Monica, I'm not sure which. Kate smiles and pushes me into the elevator. The building stretched up 30 floors, and my parents were close to the top for security reasons. Once in, we fish out our ID and show it to the camera. The elevator had an ECM suite to rival my own. I should know. I designed it for them. No one trying to access the 29th floor could do so using mind control. I made sure. We ride up in silence. I really didn't want to stay away, but the part of me that was still a scared little girl curled up in my mind and cringed at the thought of losing her parents. Again. Kate's reassuring hand squeezes my shoulder. The warmth of her feelings flows through our link, and the edge of my panic vanishes.